From the ATX Hot Sauce Studio in Austin, Texas, it's the Jeff Ward Show.
I'm Jeff Ward, and the only agenda is to make you think.
The Texas basketball team deserves to be where it is. In fact, the Texas basketball team is much better than where it is. It's probably better than the top eight. You wouldn't want any part of this team right now. If you have to play somebody, you would not. You'd want to avoid them at all costs. Penn State is good. Texas was ice cold for several minutes. They were practically non-existent. Actually, both teams were, but they were non-existent for several minutes, and they beat them by five. Texas now is in the top 16 for the first time since 2008, and it's not a bad bet, to be honest. If you're going to do this kind of stuff, if you did it beforehand, you're in a pretty good spot. If you wanted to make the bet now, it's not exactly crazy to do so. They're not a bad bet to make the Final Four. And that's not being a homer. I think that's fairly sensible. They're that good. They're ridiculously deep. So we're all on the same page, right? There's no getting around how good this Texas basketball team is. You know where we're going, right? You know the elephant in the room. But we're all on the same page about how dangerous this team can be. But, right? But every discussion about Texas and the run that they're on, a deserved run. This is not some fluky thing. This is not Princeton shocking the world. This is the real deal. It always ends up in the same place. It's getting awkward. In fact, is it beyond awkward? Right? It feels like it's beyond awkward. Rodney Terry is the interim head coach. Still, that's getting really awkward, isn't it? Every story about Texas, every conversation about this Texas team, other than, you know, acknowledging the obvious and acknowledging, wow, they're really that good. They're that deep. They're that athletic. Wow, look at them. I mean, all that stuff is, you know, plainly obvious. But the story that takes it all away is, hey, what about that guy? He's still the interim head coach? Yeah. Yeah. He's the only one, Rodney Terry, that doesn't mention it, it seems like. It is the elephant in the room. And with each win in the tournament, it gets more awkward. It's not a terrible awkward moment, you know, right? It's not like it's Alabama and they're playing a guy that was involved in a murder. I mean, it's not a terrible setup. It's just getting really, really awkward. It's the one thing everybody keeps talking about. It's the one thing, you know what, that people are going to keep talking about. I keep wondering, like right now, I'm mentioning this and I'm thinking, okay, well, any minute I'm going to be interrupted by the idea that Texas goes ahead and hires him to be the full-time head coach. I keep thinking that's going to happen. But each week it doesn't. And it's awkward. It's strange. So how Texas Athletics Director Chris Del Conte is able to avoid the discussion is pretty amazing. I got to give that guy props. He has found a way. For a job that is pretty high profile, to say the least, in light of the fact that your coach, handpicked coach, you ran off over an abuse claim that was dropped, and you've still avoided talking almost at all, it's pretty remarkable. Why are you doing that, by the way? That's kind of awkward, too. All these elements about hiring or not hiring Rodney Terry, you have to admit. I mean, they're just sort of jumping off the page. They're jumping off the screen, and they're pretty awkward. So here we go. Rodney Terry is becoming like a folk hero. You know what? I mean, it's almost like this. The fact that he's still interim coach is making him more interesting. He's the story without trying to be the story. Correct? Are we in agreement on some of this stuff? I think everybody looks at it the same way. Statesman columnist Kirk Bowles. Kirk's been around forever. I think, again, Texas is fresh off an impressive win. They beat a pretty scrappy, solid Penn State team. Texas is moving on. They should be moving on. They are a big story, but what is the story? The headline reads, Rodney Terry has delivered. Now Texas should do the right thing and hire him. Yeah, what about that? Notice how it is the topic of conversation every time. And I think I'm going to make the argument why they're not. I'm pretty sure I'm going to do that. And it's not a bad argument. A team always reflects its head coach, Bowles writes, and this bunch is the perfect image of its coach. Chris Beard, whose place Terry took on December 12th after a charge of domestic violence that was later dropped, is one of the best coaches in the game, but wired tight, maybe too tight. And that, too, can affect the players. Terry, on the other hand, deflects credit to everyone but himself. He's smart. He's engaging. The stage isn't too big for him. Avoid the rush, Texas. This should be at the top of Chris Del Conte's to-do list on Monday. Well, it's Monday. It's midday on Monday. They're on their way to the Sweet 16 for the first time since 2008. He's still the interim coach. You're thinking it. Everybody is. Terry has an authenticity about him that transfers to his players. He can be a bit corny at times, but only because he's an old-school father figure and genuinely interested in their welfare. He carries himself with an unguarded openness that has ingratiated himself with his team. It's never about him. Look, the guy, to make it even more awkward, he is one of the most likable, genuine people in a world of people that aren't likable, that aren't genuine, that you're going to run across. It's all true. He's become a media favorite just by not acting like every other coach. And it's making this story more awkward, is it not? So I know someone's thinking, what's the deal here, Ward? Okay, so they're winning. He's a good dude. He's already there. Everyone seems to like him. In fact, there's a whole video montage, you may have seen this, out on how people react to him. He's not the one trying to sell himself. Let's be clear about this. Everyone else is. He's the interim coach. It's Monday. He's the interim coach. Why? All right, I think I can make some sense of this. He's the face of the franchise, and that's a good thing, particularly knowing where the face of the franchise was in December. So he's become the face of the franchise. He's become the storyline in a huge sporting event. He is the storyline for Texas. So let me try to make, if I can, although I anticipate at any moment getting interrupted by, oh, he's now the head coach. But I keep saying that every single week, just like most of you. Let me try to make the case, make whatever case, I'll say whatever case, Chris Del Conte has for not making Rodney Terry the head coach going forward. That is arguably the most politically incorrect thing I could say right now. But I'm going to try to like just reframe this just so we got some perspective here. Because I kind of get it. In the moment, everything is good. Everything is likable. You can't find a better fit, right? In a world of jackasses, you finally got a nice guy and he's winning. But it's not about today. This is my argument for Chris Del Conte. This is why something I don't think has been done yet. This is why he's completely silent on the issue. It's not about today. It's about 3 or 4 years from now. And to be honest, if you're running an operation, if you're running Texas Basketball Inc. or Texas Sports Inc., you can't really think just about today. You're going into a new league. So some of it makes some sense. It's awkward. It's uncomfortable. It's a tough sell right now. It's a really tough sell. And I think that's why he's laying low. But it does make some sense. So why wouldn't he have already made him the head coach? And I do think he will be, by the way. I keep thinking that. But the argument against it goes like this. If you haven't made him head coach now, I mean, think about it. If you haven't made him now, does that mean he's not going to be the head coach? Like, right? Aren't most people going, yeah, what are you waiting? Like, how much, what magical number, what magical step in the process is enough to say, okay, he's done enough? I mean, there's nothing that you read or hear that's not positive. So if you haven't done it so far, does that mean you're not? Is that why you're laying low? It's a fair question. I mean, it's a fair takeaway, no doubt about it. So what if, for instance, don't know this, haven't seen it reported anywhere. I don't follow this team every single minute like these reporters do. What if there's someone in waiting? What if a deal was made? I mean, look, a lot of stuff went on before this tournament. And nobody would hold it against Chris Del Conte to say, you know what, I got a dumpster fire here and I need to go find someone. And what if during that time he went out and found somebody? Big name, big money, And this was before Texas went on a run. This is before Rodney Terry became the poster child of everything you like. He's like the Mr. Rogers of coaching. The team is winning. The coach is likable. But it would make perfect sense if during the dumpster fire that was Chris Beard and the allegations, the charge, ultimately dropped. What if you made a few phone calls during that time? He had time to do it. How weird is that? What if there is somebody? When do you drop that on everyone? So it's possible. Don't know. But what if that's the case? If you had a person waiting, it would make sense. There was time to work a deal. There was time in December, from December to early March, before this thing, you know, before this team has gotten on a roll, before people recognized how good they are, before the big story of the day is, look at that. They're coached by Mr. Rogers. What a cool guy. Everybody likes him. Before all that stuff, what if Beard had done something? You know, what if Del Conte had done something to replace Beard? It would make sense. Not even thinking at the time, again, I'm slightly defending Chris Del Conte, who doesn't need it, but he's silent, so there, some of this could be right. Not even thinking that Rodney Terry was going to be the right guy. He didn't know. Look, he's an assistant coach who had failed twice as a head coach. There was no way he could have thought in the moment. All Del Conte knew at that time was, I just lost a rock star coach. I just whacked a rock star coach. I live in a rock star world. I got to hire another rock star. If you operate, and it would make perfect sense to operate that way. It is a world of rock stars. It's not a world of Mr. Rogers like Rodney Terry. It's not that at all. It is a world of sex appeal and rock star coaches. Rock star coaches win. They do. They just do. Mr. Rogers doesn't win. So no one would hold it against Del Conte if that was going on from, what, December to early March. Now look, right? So Rodney Terry, you didn't know he was the right guy. I'm not even sure they know now he's the right guy. He was fired as head coach at two different places, and that really does matter. So here's the argument against making him the head coach. And I don't like it. Trust me, it's no fun right now in the moment. The argument against it is 2, 3, 4 years down the road. That's the argument against. And to be fair to Chris Del Conte, that's his job. His job is to go into a new league and win. Win big. Not be nice. Win big. So it's not about the job. This could be the perspective of Del Conte. It's not about the job that he's doing now. It's certainly not about the guy himself. Everybody likes him. Everybody wants it to work. But Del Conte is not, his job is not to have nice guys. His job is to win. Win really big and pay a lot of money to do it. This episode is sponsored by Blue Chew. Guys, boost your performance by going to BlueChew.com. That's Blue Chew. Go to BlueChew.com. Listen up. Blue Chew is a unique online service that delivers the same active ingredients as Viagra, Cialis, and Levitra, but in chewable tablets, and best of all, at a fraction of the cost. You can take them anytime, day or night, so you can plan ahead. The process is simple. Sign up at BlueChew.com, consult with one of their licensed medical providers, and once you're approved, you'll receive your prescription within days. The best part? It's all done online. No visit to the doctor's office, no awkward conversations, no waiting in line at the pharmacy. Blue Chew tablets are made in the U.S. and prepared and shipped direct to your door in a discreet package. It works. Discover your options by going to BlueChew.com. Here's a special deal. Try BlueChew.com free when you use the promo code Jeff Ward at checkout. Just pay the $5 shipping. Do this now. Go to BlueChew.com. Use the promo code Jeff Ward. Receive your first month free. Visit BlueChew.com for more details and important safety information. Blue Chew sponsors this podcast. A lot of you can relate to this. My goal is to eat healthy and stress-free this spring, and you will not find healthier and easier options than Factor Meals. Here's why. Every fresh, never-frozen meal is chef-crafted, dietitian-approved, and ready to eat in just 2 minutes. See, that's healthy and easy. Choose from a weekly menu of 35 options. This includes popular options like Calorie Smart, Keto, Protein Plus, or Vegan. On top of the amazing options from Factor Meals, you have the option of 60 different add-ons every week. This can include breakfast or on-the-go lunch or even snacks. It's healthy and easy, so get started today. Chef-prepared meals on the table in 2 minutes with Factor's ready-to-eat meals with premium ingredients like filet mignon, shrimp, broccolini, or truffle butter. And the Factor meals are no-mess meals. That means no prepping, cooking, or cleaning up. Heat and savor the good stuff. It's that easy. Factor meals are all about your schedule. Customize your weekly meals and get as much or as little as you need. Pause or reschedule deliveries to match your lifestyles. You want healthy and easy, or just easy? Do this. Go to factormeals.com/JeffWard50. Use the code JeffWard50 to get 50% off your first box and 20% off your next box. Try Factor Meals. You'll love it. My family's crazy about them. Do this. Go to factormeals.com/JeffWard50. Use the code JeffWard50 and you get 50% off your first box and 20% off your next box. Remember it. It's factormeals.com/JeffWard50. This episode is sponsored by Blue Chew. Guys, boost your performance by going to BlueChew.com. That's Blue Chew. Go to BlueChew.com. Listen up. Blue Chew is a unique online service that delivers the same active ingredients as Viagra, Cialis, and Levitra, but in chewable tablets, and best of all, at a fraction of the cost. You can take them anytime, day or night, so you can plan ahead. The process is simple. Sign up at BlueChew.com, consult with one of their licensed medical providers, and once you're approved, you'll receive your prescription within days. The best part? It's all done online. No visit to the doctor's office, no awkward conversations, no waiting in line at the pharmacy. Blue Chew tablets are made in the U.S. and prepared and shipped direct to your door in a discreet package. It works. Discover your options by going to BlueChew.com. Here's a special deal. Try BlueChew.com free when you use the promo code Jeff Ward at checkout. Just pay the $5 shipping. Do this now. Go to BlueChew.com. Use the promo code Jeff Ward. Receive your first month free. Visit BlueChew.com for more details and important safety information. BlueChew sponsors this podcast. A lot of you can relate to this. My goal is to eat healthy and stress-free this spring, and you will not find healthier and easier options than Factor Meals. Here's why. Every fresh, never frozen meal is chef crafted, dietitian approved, and ready to eat in just 2 minutes. See, that's healthy and easy. Choose from a weekly menu of 35 options. This includes popular options like Calorie Smart, Keto, Protein Plus, or Vegan. On top of the amazing options from Factor Meals, you have the option of 60 different add-ons every week. This can include breakfast or on-the-go lunch or even snacks. It's healthy and easy, so get started today. Chef-prepared meals on the table in 2 minutes with Factor's ready-to-eat meals with premium ingredients like filet mignon, shrimp, broccolini, or truffle butter. And the Factor meals are no-mess meals. That means no prepping, cooking, or cleaning up. Heat and savor the good stuff. It's that easy. Factor meals are all about your schedule. Customize your weekly meals and get as much or as little as you need. Pause or reschedule deliveries to match your lifestyles. You want healthy and easy, or just easy? Do this. Go to factormeals.com/JeffWard50. Use the code JeffWard50 to get 50% off your first box and 20% off your next box. Try Factor Meals. You'll love it. My family's crazy about them. Do this. Go to factormeals.com/JeffWard50. Use the code JeffWard50 and you get 50% off your first box and 20% off your next box. Remember it. It's factormeals.com/JeffWard50.
So what's going on now could be arguably why he doesn't get hired. And that is Chris Beard's players, right? I mean, that's, you look out there and go, wow, they're loaded, man. They got guys all over the place. Look at that bench. Who did that? Yeah, Rodney Terry does that. I get that. And I get all that. But the takeaway is, so you remember, head coaches in college sports, everyone gets confused. You think they're about the sport? They're not. They're about sales. That's what they do. They close deals. They are rock stars. They go into houses and convince people to play. They don't draw up plays necessarily. They go and they are the CEO and head sales manager, and that's what they do. And there's no denying they've got talent. So part of what they're doing right now, the success of what they're doing now, probably weighs on Del Conte or anybody else and saying, man, I got to keep doing that. I got to find someone who can build that. I got to go find someone who can find those players and close on them. It's about players, right? It's not about what you draw up on the board. So it could be
I mean, that I think that's part of it. I don't deny that. So what does the program look like in 3 years? That's Del Conte's job. If you go with Rodney Terry, you have to ask yourself, what's it going to look like in 3 years? Does it look like this in 3 years when you go into a new league? Head coaches of college programs, football and basketball, are deal closers first, talent creators second, and game time coaches third, maybe fourth or fifth. Okay, that's what they do in football and basketball. They are the face of the franchise. They are the high-profile CEO who runs around and looks like a rock star, sounds like a rock star, and closes deals. That's what they do. So Del Conte is thinking the college basketball industry has plenty of good coaches. And this is true. I mean, I can't tell you how many times I've played on teams, particularly in a big-time college level, where the assistant coaches are your favorite people. Most guys can't stand the head coach once you're playing. You're not connected to the head coach. You are connected to the assistant coaches who were there doing the stuff every single day. You're not connected to the head coach, but the head coach's responsibility is to go close deals. Just go find players. So to be fair, a world in which, yes, players love the coach. They usually don't love the head coach. But that's not what the head coach does. It's not day-to-day. It's not interacting. So, some of it makes perfect sense. There are plenty of good basketball minds out there. There's no denying Rodney Terry's been around. He knows the game. He knows how to coach the game. All that stuff. He's a good dude. But there are plenty of good basketball minds and nice guys. That's what assistant coaches are. That's the relationship they have. But the elite landscape of deal closers is small. That world is small. It's really small. Right? And if you get it wrong, here's the thing that people have to think about where Del Conte's coming from. Maybe. I'm going to keep saying maybe because I really think at any moment the guy's going to be the head coach. And that'll be great. I hope it works. But what Del Conte has been having to think through is if you get it wrong, okay, if you get it wrong, you've lost 3 to 4 years. Okay, see, rock star coaches, it all works and it works pretty quickly. But if you get it wrong, you got to go spend the money. You got to fire a guy for the money. You got to go hire someone else. You got to go find another rock star to build it back fast. Okay? I mean, that's what you see now, to be fair, is Chris Beard's sales closing at work. That's the rock star mentality at work. That's what created it. He's the head of sales. So when Rodney Terry wasn't in Texas, he was at Fresno State and UTEP. Got fired. I mean, that's what Chris Del Conte has to factor in. Hey, man, look, everybody loves him, but I'm afraid what this looks like in 3 years. I'm afraid what it looks like in 4 years. Chris Beard is at freaking Texas Tech, and he wins. Every part of the resume is big. I mean, Rick Pitino goes to Iona, and everywhere he goes, he ends up winning. That's what Beard did. That's not what Rodney Terry had done. The body of work is, you're not going to leave the body of work saying, well, the guy's just, succeeded everywhere. That's not true. It's not. Texas doesn't want to go backwards. They can't afford to go backwards. They are not a program that views itself as capable of going backwards. And that's what I think he's worried about. That's why I assume you can react another way. You can say I'm crazy. But I think there is that Del Conte perspective is, it's nice right now. I love the ride right now. There is nothing you'd probably rather do as a boss than see Rodney Terry in the elevator and say hi. Right? You probably don't want to pass him in the hallway, and he's looking at you, and you can't help but think, yeah, you should be the head coach, but I don't know, man. I don't know. So Del Conte is asking himself, what does it look like in 3 to 4 years? And the world of good assistant coaches, the world of nice guy assistant coaches is pretty full, and it's a great relationship, and it takes talent. It's different than rock star head coaches. And that's the game now. The game is rock star head coaches. So I say all that. Any moment they'll announce Rodney Terry's the head coach, and everyone's going to be giddy and say, right on, man, you deserve it. And he does. He deserves to be the head coach right now. In fact, I don't think you can avoid it much longer, to be honest. It's weird. I think you have to do it. You have to do it just because it's too good right now. There's no way you can announce someone else during this run because you would throw this team off. I do think, well, 3 years from now matters a lot to Del Conte, and he's got to be worried about it. So does right now, right? I mean, all you have is a team that's got a real chance to go all the way, and you probably have to pat them on the back and say, you know what, right now probably matters more than 3 years. That's what my take is. That's what I think they have to do. I agree with Bowles on that. I'm just saying, I think there's another side to this that needs to be appreciated, why it's not happening. Every time we say it's awkward and uncomfortable, the reason why it's awkward and uncomfortable, I assume, is that Del Conte's sitting there wondering, does it look great in 3 to 4 years?